can't resist commenting again on the conversation about Web 2.0 that's occurring on blogs all over the place. And maybe I can't resist it because I'm keeping up with the conversation, and so I constantly have my own opinion on everything that's going on. Of course, like anybody involved in this conversation, I'm reading a lot David Warlick and Will Richardson, primarily because they drive so much of the conversation around this topic. If you don't pay attention to them, then you're not really listening to what's going on, because everybody else is paying attention to them. One of the more amusing things I see on David Warlick's site is how he questions information and how information becomes valid and validated. And whenever he mentions these things, he seems to get a firestorm of comments and response, and constantly trying to restate what he's saying and explain more and yet push the envelope of his thinking. And Will Richardson does the same thing, but it seems that Will has a knack for getting my goat quite a bit more. And specifically, I'm thinking of a blog he wrote very recently, after Thanksgiving, called Is Reading Dead? And I'll link to it below the podcast here. And I must say, I had a strong disagreement with what Will speculated in this article, as he suggested that maybe reading was dead to students, and maybe students weren't going to be able to connect with mice and men. They're going to find it irrelevant and uninteresting because they had so many different texts that they were connecting to. And I don't want to go into exactly why I disagree with that now, but more to say, when I find that Will is driving me crazy with these kinds of speculations, I realize that so many people on Web 2.0 right now involved in this conversation are of a certain personality type. They're forerunners. They're people who have seen a vision, and they're trying something new, even if it hasn't been tried before. And so we're going to get personalities out here in this conversation who are willing to speculate and see broadly. And the folks who are going to be able to balance and check that, who have the personalities that may be a little bit more, I suppose it could be realistic or pessimistic, or maybe just a little bit more guarded, they're going to come on eventually too. And I'm looking forward to the day when people like my wife, who is my balance and check, are going to start taking part in this conversation within education and give us that element of the conversation that we need so badly. And it's not that the conversation's bad, it's just that it seems unchecked or unbalanced somehow. And until it's fully balanced, it won't have that full reality feel. But I look forward to the day that it will. And until then, I suppose I'll get my feathers ruffled a little bit.